Welcome to the Nathaniel Noble Jr. Podcast, where we talk about life because it happens to everyone, along with some great indie musicians' Q&A sessions. So come aboard, kick back, and let's vibe.
So I want to welcome you guys to the Nathaniel Noble Jr. Podcast. And I have a special guest today, a good friend of the family for many, many, many years. And he goes by the name of David Anthony Johnson. He's a speaker, impressionist, vocalist, inventor, songwriter. And he's got his tag is to be a positive example by using his talents and resources to help lead others to a successful life in this world and in the world to come. Let's welcome to the Nathaniel Noble Jr. Podcast, Mr. David Anthony Johnson. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well. Yourself?
Blessed. Just glad to be able to be above ground and not pushing up daisies today.
Yep. Hallelujah. That's a blessing.
Yeah. How you been, my friend? It's been a while.
Yes. It's been a while. I'm still in the land of the living, trying to do my best, you know, for the Most High and my best for others. That's the way I try to govern my life. And then I gain the blessings by doing it using that formula.
Right. And how's life been treating you other than that?
Great. Trying to just continue with the ministry that I have. Also, other things that I do. I'm a field underwriter. My wife and I, we not only have a ministry together, but we work together. She just finished her master's maybe about 2 years ago, and I'm in the seminary finishing my master's in chaplaincy. And so we use that in our ministry, Five Talents More. And it's called Five Talents More because God has given us several talents. And as it says in Scripture in Matthew, the 25th chapter, 14 through 30, it speaks about the talents and that God gives each and every one of us gifts and talents, and we are to use them for His glory. And so we use that as the title of our ministry, Five Talents More, to be able to inspire young and the young at heart to use their talents, but not just to use it for themselves or even to use it for the enemy, but to use it for God's glory. And that is also, 1 John 4:20-21. If we say we love God, but we don't love our neighbor, then we are a liar. So it comes out of that if I say I love God, my neighbor must know that I love him. Then therefore he knows that I love God. So we kind of work out of that. And so we're life insurance agents for Family First Life. We work together there, and we also do our ministry together, and we do some other things, but it's always to help others. And then it always seems like, as my great grandmother used to say, God always keeps 15 cents in your pocket when you look out for other people.
Yeah, I agree with that one.
Mm-hmm.
So you travel all over the planet speaking and spreading your talents and stuff. Where have you been lately?
Yes. We've been going, before COVID, I was over in South Africa and, I was in Nigeria, and also we were blessed to, me and another minister, we were blessed to baptize about 40 in each place in Lagos, Ede, Nigeria area, and, also the Soweto, South Africa area. We were able to baptize folk there and also give them clothing and whatnot. And that's another part of our ministry. We send monies over to feed the villages monthly. Also I was able to go to, Europe, to England twice to minister with those in the, Air Force there in Laken Heath and Mildenhall, England. So we've been doing quite a bit of, international travel. And a couple of years before that, we were over in China and touring over there, touring five cities, Beijing, Guangzhou, Xi'an, Shanghai, Lhasa, Tibet, and Chengdu. And we just have a wonderful time doing that. And our ministry is about going not just nationally, but international.
Wow. I'm surprised they even let you in China with the Christianity.
Yeah. Well, we didn't go kind of leading with that. It just kind of happened. Mm-hmm. But we were homestay parents of a Chinese student, and his father was really happy with how we had raised him over the 3-year period. He came in with us knowing about maybe 20% English. When he left, it was about 90%, and he was our glue for English over there in China, and for his parents with the Chinese language. I guess it was Mandarin, and he was grateful, the father, and so he paid for me and my wife and our daughter to tour over there, 5 cities over there. And we had a wonderful, wonderful time. And, of course, my daughter, she's my stepdaughter, but she's kind of darker complexion, Latina. Mm-hmm. And so it's easy to look at my wife and I and think that she's my real daughter. Mm-hmm. So when we were over there in China, they kept touching our skin, me and her skin, you know, and it was nothing, not of a negative thing, because they thought I was related to Kobe, you know, so I was all right with that.
Yeah. They're touching the skin to see if it's real.
Right, 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 right.
That's interesting.
Uh-huh. Yo.
I guess that's how cut off from the world they are, you know, with that communications.
Over it there. Is. Wow. It is. Uh-huh. But it wasn't done out of, you know, any, feel any negative
negativity.
Yeah. Yeah, it was curiosity. We'd take a picture of something and they'll, about 20 of them would jump out of a bush, you know, trying to get your picture. So finally I just gathered around and said, you want a picture? And man, there came 30 of them came up from everywhere trying to get a picture of me.
You're like a strange alien from a different planet.
That's right. That's right.
I never saw one.
That's it.
Interesting.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I would have fun with that.
Uh-huh.
We're going to make a video out of this for the people back home. Come on.
Yes. It was great.
So what's like in the next 5 years for you guys, for as ministry wise?
Well, we pray to be able to we hope that even this year we can go to Soweto, South Africa, and also to Harare, Zimbabwe, where we have been sending monies for food for the last 14 months. And so our goal was, as COVID was, you know, is lifting, for us to be able to fly over there and see them. We speak at the church there and minister with them and be able to buy food and see them in person, go out to the villages and help the pastor Peter there to deliver the foods and the parcels, and go to the store with him, buy the stuff, take it to them. See, we send it to him. Mm-hmm. And he's very poor himself. And I have my passion is to help the poor. And, he doesn't get paid. He's an elder at the church. So what little he has, he gives to those who are hungry, who are worse off than he, but he is worse off. And so what we do is, we go there. We want to go there, and I Western Union the monies over to him and tell him to take what him and his family needs, and then the rest to disperse it to the village. And then he does what he does in return is he sends me videos and pictures as receipts, and then I'm able to meet the people that we're able to bless. And in addition, and in so doing, they're a blessing to us, because it lets us to always remember, however bad off we feel we are, mm-hmm. there's always someone worse off. So my great grandmother taught me that stuff when I was a little boy, to not be able to enjoy the things I have until you've helped somebody else. And so, and I enjoy doing that. And my wife, I married somebody who's the same way. And we don't really feel blessed with what we have until we're able to bless somebody else. So in about 5 years, we see ourselves traveling country to country, preaching and singing. I just did a week of prayer. I enjoyed it. It was over here in Los Angeles. My goal is to be able to do that internationally more, you know, and she does my videos and my pictures and so on and so forth. So that's what we hope to do, ministry together.
Yeah. So you guys got ways, if somebody wanted to help and donate, you know, to contribute to those funding, is it a site or something or fund?
Yes. Well, they can contact me directly. I send it through Western Union. I send it through him. He came highly referred by the pastor that I was with in South Africa, who knew him personally. And their church in Florida sends them parcels and whatnot to the village every 3 months. But I thought, well, you know, that's kind of hard for people to ration out things every 3 months. But if that's the best the church could do. So I said, you know, me and my wife, we need to do something more. So instead of sending our tithe to the church, we just send our tithe over there to South Africa and also to Zimbabwe. So they could just contact me, 951-768-6737. Let me know what they want to do. I don't get the receipts, you know, government receipts and so on and so forth. I'd imagine he would write that out. It was just something very casual. I just wanted to feed them. And so, my receipts are the WhatsApp videos and pictures that they send, you know. But other than that, I could get that information. I have him sign it or whatnot. But we just do it. Call him up. I have the receipts through Western Union. But other than that, we have it very casual. We see the need, we send the monies, and he's able to feed the people over there.
Okay, run that number again, just in case somebody needs to write it down.
951-768-6737.
All right, reach out to David Anthony Johnson if you want to donate to that cause. Help feed some other people in a faraway land.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, so I see, I was checking out the website. And I see you was hanging out with Johnny Cochran once.
Oh, yes.
Rosa Parks. What was those like, man? The two legends.
It was amazing. Mrs. Parks, it was amazing. I spoke for her, where she's in the audience. And, you know, I did, imitating her pastor, if you will, for about, two occasions, 1994. And, on the second occasion, my manager at the time, she had us gather at her home in Anaheim Hills. And, they allowed my pianist, myself, and, Mrs. Parks to be in a secluded room in her house while everyone else, all the fans and of Mrs. Parks and all those in our entourage, if you will, were, you know, scattered abroad the house, but she wanted us to have that first 3 hours together.
Wow.
And I spent 3 hours on the couch talking with her and listening to her stories. And she would have my pianist to play for me these certain, Negro spirituals that were dear to her. And I would sing them. And then she would tell me the story behind it. Her favorite was, Oh Freedom. And I asked her, why was it her favorite? She said, in her Alabama accent, baby, you know, what does the history book say about what I did? I said, oh, that you refused to give up your seat to a white man because, your feet were tired. She said in her Alabama accent, my feet wasn't tied, boy. My soul was tied. And I said, hallelujah. And I said, it was a big difference. And I said, Ms. Parks, can I give you a hug and a kiss and thank you? She said, baby, give me some sugar. And I said, you remind me of my great grandmama. So mm-hmm. I reached over to her and I kissed her all the time. She was allowing me to kiss her and hug her. And I kept thanking her. And then she kept saying, baby, now sing this song. But Oh Freedom was her favorite because she said when she got arrested, the officers kept turning on and off the lights, kept yelling at her, flicking water on her and telling her that, calling her, you know, of course, the word, and telling her that this movement is never going to amount to anything, and that they valued their animals more than, you know, black folk. So she would, she would cry and feel like she was worthless. But then she remembered the song her grandmother used to sing to her, and her grandmother was born into slavery. And she would say, baby, you are, whenever you feel like you are less than, just know you are God's child, which means that you were born and shaped in the image of God, and you are somebody. So whenever you're feeling bad, you just start saying, then before I be a slave, I be buried in my grave and go home to my Lord and be free. Oh, freedom. Oh, freedom. And she would just sing that. She said, baby, can you sing it? And so we sang that song. And on my CD, a year later, I dedicated that song to Mrs. Parks, because that song gave her strength right. as the Montgomery bus boycott was about to take place.
It's amazing. Wow. That's a moment a lot of people would never have. 3 hours singing,
3 hours.
Singing and kissing on Miss mm-hmm. Parks.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. Not too many people alive can say they did that, huh?
Yeah.
Yep.
Wow.
Yep. That's what I have.
What was that meeting with Johnny Cochran? Just you guys at
we spoke at the same program at the University of Missouri, St. Louis, mm-hmm. where I happened to be from. He was speaking there in 1999, and I was asked to come and speak on the same program. And I have that video on my YouTube page. And when I came to speak, you know, my mother was videotaping and the video wasn't really good. I said, Mommy, you seem like you had arthritis, because she was shaking all over the place, or either it was a earthquake and we all didn't realize it. But the video is kind of bad, but it was good enough to see what was going on, and you could see him smiling in the background as I was imitating the great doctor. And after we were done, he said, young man, if you need anything from me, mm-hmm. you just say the word. Here's my card. I gave him my card. And we spoke again the next day at the university 2 times. It was that the first time was Friday night at the university. Then on Saturday night. I think it was, yeah, and then on a Sunday, and then on a Monday. So we spoke Saturday night, Sunday morning, and then Monday morning, something like that. And he was gracious, kept encouraging me. He says, I love to encourage young people. You would never know that he was the one that defended Michael Jackson, Tupac, OJ. You would never know he was that guy. He was very humble and was working on the Taisha Miller case, if you can remember that at the time. And in Riverside,
right. Cops
and,
shot her when she was sleeping in
the
car.
Yeah, bingo. Right. So when I told him I lived in Riverside, oh, I'm doing a case over there. Look, man, if you need anything from me, young man, I'm loving your talent. You bring back the days when, you know, King was out here doing the Watts riots. He told mm-hmm. me. He says, and I was a young attorney. He says, man, I tell you, I closed my eyes and thought he was still alive. He said, you need anything from me? Here's my card. Wow. And when I went through problems at probations, yeah. it was sad. Years later, 2007, I reached out to his office, and at that time he was struggling with, he was in the hospital mm-hmm. dying of brain cancer.
Wow.
And, I never got a chance, you know, to see him again. He died shortly after that, but he was a very gracious man.
Mm. Yeah, that's pretty interesting.
Yes.
So,
yes.
Hey, what's the YouTube site where they can find your stuff, videos?
YouTube.com/ D as in David, John, John, STL, you know, St. Louis. Yeah. I'm from there. So D John STL.
On YouTube.
Did you know that over 92% of people in the United States are deficient in one or more vitamins or minerals? Unfortunately, the foods we eat just don't have enough of the vitamins and minerals our bodies need to maximize our immune systems, strengthen our organs, and help our bodies perform at their best. It's also the reason why so many people get sick. In fact, over 80% of patients who got COVID-19 were deficient in vitamin D, and up to 82% critically ill patients are deficient in vitamin C. The fact is, we need supplements. And now, for the first time ever, you can get the highest quality, most complete supplements on the market for prices that anyone can afford. With Live Good, you can afford to be healthy. Check out joinnatenow.com check out the 6-minute video. Leave a good name and email, and we'll get with you with more information. Have a great day.
Yes. Yeah.
Check out your videos. And then you also do music too, right?
Of course. Yes, else? That's my big passion. Nothing out yet, but hopefully soon, as we're doing pretty well with insurance income and other things. We're trying to build the capital up so that I can go in and do another indie series CD. I know you know all about that. We used to talk about that back a few years back. I probably start with one of Negro Spiritual, since I have a PowerPoint presentation when I do Heroes and Sheroes of the Underground Railroad. Oh, outstanding stories of black and white, in black and white. It's called Heroes and Sheroes of the Underground Railroad in Black and White, where you have black and white angels, if you will, that put their lives on the lines for the freedom of our ancestors. And great acts of courage, in the face of death, black and white, loving their neighbors so much, even to die for them. And so I do a PowerPoint presentation on that. And as I was doing that, I would sing a little bit of the spirituals and explain to them what they were used for on the plantation in terms of Harriet Tubman's escape through the Underground Railroad, and how those songs were used as codes. So I specifically will take a spiritual, use it as if one is trying to escape from the plantation, and how embedded in those songs were codes for escape. And I'm telling you, when folk listen to that, you would think that we're at the movies and they're sitting on the front row with the popcorn. I mean, I don't care what nationality you are. I've done it to Hispanic audiences, Caucasian audiences, black audiences, all over. Even Asian audience, they would look, oh my gosh, and they said, Dave, you got to put it in a book. And then you got to sing those songs and put it on the CD. So that's the next project, is to not only Loma Linda University wants to help me to put together, use their facilities to put a DVD together of my presentation. Because what it's doing, it's bringing, the issues we're having, of the last few years of black and white cops and so on and so forth. This is sort of like a balm, medication, if you will, for that, because it wasn't always that way when the stakes were higher back. Come on, in slavery time, you saw acts of love that are not reported, and these folk and the courageous acts that they did everyone should know. It should be in our history books that not only were the whites playing the role of the antagonists, if you will, in a lot of these stories as being slave owners and overseers, but they were protagonists. These were folk that said, shoot, I will die. Not just the great John Brown, which we should celebrate his birthday, because he said, I'm going to kill up some folk to free these folk. But you had other folk that used, stealth and used imagination. And I mean, so many people that even, as you can hear the excitement in my voice, they even were those who were benefactors of Harriet Tubman, and the great William Steele, who was just as great as Harriet Tubman. Had it not been for William Steele funding and writing the slave narratives in his book, The Underground Railroad. You got to read that. His memorial is over in Philadelphia, and I was able maybe 3 years ago to go see that. And a lot of people don't even know that's his memorial. They don't even have that out as a historical site. It's so much work we need to have done, but I'm going to try to put it in a book. I'll be an author soon, telling stories of my of me growing up and having sort of like an Aesop's fable, where you have morals to the end of the story, like obedience, bullying, and it's going to be called the Adventures of David Judah, and I'll be having that kids' books coming up soon, along with a CD out of Negro spirituals, then one of hymns, and then one jazz gospel, which is my forte. And I have the songs written already, but to bring up the capital with the two prior projects of the DVD of the Negro spirituals, of the of the Underground Railroad stories, and also the CD on spirituals, and then you come out with a CD on jazz, kind of jazz gospel. So that's kind of what, and then the books, that's kind of what this ministry is going in 2022 and forward by the grace of the Most High.
It's powerful. And then the DVD would be perfect, or something where it can stream online where people can watch it anywhere in the world. Yes.
So I'm just trying to talk to the right people how we can put that thing together. And they want me to be in front of the PowerPoint and just kind of going through it, because I do concerts on it. They said, Dave, we just need to record just that, you in the studio, pretending there's an audience there, and then taking it that way, and then we put it on DVD. So, and we want to put it in schools. We want to put it online. So this, we want this to be a part of curriculum, because folk need to know this, black and white, because we don't want white guilt when we talk of these stories. We're not in it to say, this is what your people did to us. And if I were white and I was good hearted, I wouldn't want to be always reminded of the bad apples from my people.
Of the bad apples from my
people. Bingo.
So I feel you.
Bingo. So I'm doing this so that they can feel good about themselves. We can feel good about them. We can feel good about ourselves, and they can feel good about us, knowing that, you know, these stories were purposefully not told. And we want to get the story out. As Dr. King used to say, we want to get the story right.
All right, Dave, we got about 5 minutes to wrap this up. You got any of those little treats from the Dr. King impressionists you do?
Sure. One of the ones that Mrs. Parks enjoyed when he was speaking to his congregation about, no matter what life gives you, use education. Be great to others. Use your talents for God. And no matter what, be your best. And when you do, God will give you more. So it went a little bit like this. The greatest challenge that we face is to be ready to enter these doors when they open. Ralph Waldo Emerson said in a lecture back in 1871, if a man can write a better book, preach a better sermon, or make a better mousetrap than his neighbor, even as he builds his house in the woods, the world will make a beaten path to his door. And this will become increasingly true. That means we're going to have to work hard. We're going to have to learn to burn the midnight oil sometime. Take advantages of new opportunities. We must not seek merely to do a good Negro job if you are setting out to be merely a good Negro doctor, or a good Negro lawyer, or a good Negro preacher, or a good Negro teacher, or a good Negro barber, or a good Negro skilled laborer, or a good Negro beautician. Then you have already flunked your matriculation exam for entrance into the University of Integration. We must get ready. We must set out to do our life's work so well that nobody can do it better. We must set out to do a good job, and to do that job so well that the living, the dead, or the unborn couldn't do it better. As I've said so often, if it falls your lot to be a street sweeper, go on out and sweep streets like Michelangelo carved marble. Sweep streets like Raphael painted pictures. Sweep streets like Beethoven composed music, and like Shakespeare wrote poetry. Sweep streets so well that all the host of heaven and earth will have to pause and say, here lived the world's best street sweeper who swept his job well. This is it. If you can't be a pine on the top of a hill, be a scrub in the valley, but be the best little scrub on the side of the rill. Can't be a tree, then be a bush. Can't be a highway, then be a trail. If you can't be the sun, then be a star. For it isn't by size that you win or you fail. Be the best at whatever you are.
You've heard it exclusively on Nathaniel Noble Jr. Podcast.
Thank you, and God bless you. Thank you for having me, my brother.
Oh, my God. Yes, indeed. You're the best at it, boy. You're the best at it.
Come on now. Come on now. To God be all glory and honor and praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hey, so where can people reach you, help out, find your videos? You got a main point, or you just got a number in the YouTube?
I have a website, and we're building the website to be able to put my CDs and tapes on it, but also that comes with a an email. My email is Djohn, Djohn, 5TM for 5 Talents More, at gmail.com. Mm-hmm. And then my website is davidanthonyjohnson.com.
Mm-hmm. And then the YouTube is what?
And the YouTube would be under youtube.com/DjohnSTL. So everything would be under Djohn, or even my Facebook and Instagram is all under D as in David, John as in Johnson, J-O-H-N, and then STL for St. Louis. So Djohn STL.
I'll put all those links in the description so people can find you.
Okay.
But that was great. I want to thank you for coming on to the Thing You Know But Junior podcast. I know there's much more we can talk about, but I'm trying to keep these, you know, kind of bite-sized, powerful nuggets.
That's right. That's right.
Yes, and that's why I want this podcast to be a positive light shining in a dark world from everyday people, you know, regular people. Nothing programmed, nothing schemed, or, you know, scanned. Just real talk from real hearts.
Hallelujah. And you're doing a great job, man. Keep it up, man, because people need this positivity. The world needs it. We don't get enough of it.
Yes, sir. Okay, give my best wishes to the wife and the fam.
You as well, man. You as
and,
well.
And safe travels to you today.
Okay.
On your journey.
And that goes double with you and the wife, man.
Yes, sir. And we'll be in touch. And I want to thank you for coming on the Nathaniel Noble Jr. podcast. Mr. David Anthony Johnson, y'all. Give it up. Show this brother some love and give him support and spread this podcast around so somebody else can hear it and be blessed.
Always be the best, man. The best will take care of you, and we know who that is.
All right, Dave. Have a great one, brother. Love you.
You as well. Love you too, brother. Take care.
Hello, this is David Anthony Johnson, and you're listening to the Nathaniel Noble Jr. podcast. Be sure to check me out at www.davidanthonyjohnson.com. And in the words of Dr. Martin Luther King, free at last, free at last. Thank God Almighty, we are free at last. From the Nathaniel Noble Jr. podcast. Be blessed.
Thanks for listening to the Nathaniel Noble Jr. podcast. If you've enjoyed our show, make sure you subscribe and share with your friends. We appreciate every one of you.